Good morning, Albuquerque. Welcome back to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. I am your host, Sean Bacaccini, co-founder of Rocketbox SEO, who is the sponsor of Go Local Boom. Go Local Boom just happens to be Albuquerque's only online advertising directory that's free to any local businesses that would like to promote what they do so that locals can find them before they find a big box retailer. We do not want to live in a community where the only coffee we can find is something with a name Star in it. I don't even know who those guys are anymore. Do you, Patty?
Not at all.
Patty Farmer, my guest. Patty, tell everybody what you do.
I am a marketing strategist, international speaker, and event producer.
Check her out at pattyfarmer.com. Patty Farmer is my guest host this week. And for quite some time, my partner is gallivanting around the world. And he's the one that helped me set up Go Local Boom. But we have created an opportunity where other leaders in the community and influencers can bring their friends and their guests in to co-host the show with us. So Patty's going to be with us for quite some time when she's not gallivanting around the world.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So in any case, once again, Go Local Boom, sponsored by Rocketbox SEO. They are a web design and search engine optimization firm. If you don't know what they are, what search engine optimization is, you probably need to look them up. If you do know, then you probably need them. And if the person that you're paying for that isn't doing a good job, reach out to Rocketbox, 505-453-9595. Rocketbox SEO also does web design. They do a pretty good job at web design. And if you do have a business today and you don't have a website, you're in trouble. We're in the digital age. Let's reach out to Go Local Boom and Rocketbox. They can help you out. 505-453-9595. Okay, now that we've gotten through sponsorship, let's get to our first guest. Good morning, everyone. How are you today?
We're well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. Thank you so much. Okay, so I have with me Sam Hobbs, the technical sales advisor and employee owner, and Lauren Komnick, the client coordinator and employee owner. This is a wonderful topic that we're going to get into soon. SunPower by Positive Energy Solar is here to talk with us today about their awesome brand. It's about to celebrate its 20th anniversary, right?
Heck yeah.
So, yeah, I'm really excited. Okay, Lauren, tell us who you are and what you do so everybody knows.
Well, SunPower by Positive Energy Solar has been here in New Mexico, as Sean said, for 20 years. We are locally owned, employee owned, and the largest B corporation in the state. We are a full service solar installation company, and we are so happy to be serving New Mexicans.
We're excited to have you on as guests. You'll be our first solar company at this point. Okay, tell everybody how they can reach you if they need your help.
Well, we do have three offices, but if you're here in Albuquerque, our phone number is 505-344-0071, and you can reach us online for a solar consultation at www.positiveenergysolar.com and on Facebook, Positive Energy Solar as well.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being here. We're excited to learn more about your business. Okay, Sam, technical sales advisor. You're a sales guy like me. I love sales.
That's correct.
Sales is everything.
Everything.
Sell or be sold. Your children are selling you on what time they go to bed and whether or not they get dessert, and your landscaper is selling you on the amount of goods and services you need at your home, and you ought to be selling everyone you come in contact with throughout the day. This is my life. I love it. So it's great to meet somebody who's in the same industry.
Thank you.
How much do you love what you do?
I love it. I mean, I get to sell a product that's both good for the environment and saves people money. So
that's really important when you're selling something, that you believe in what you sell.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Okay, so I've got a lot of great questions, and we don't have a ton of time. So let's dig right into, tell me about employee ownership of your company, because this is the first time I've ever heard anybody talk about that.
I love the term.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, right?
Absolutely.
I want to own part. Oh, wait, I do. Okay, we're good. Please continue.
Yeah, sure. So, yeah, employee ownership is just how it sounds, right? We are not entirely owned by, you know, not every employee is an owner, but you have the option to be an employee owner. And a lot of people, you know, take that. Over a third of our company is employee owners.
I'm one of those people that needs to have, I have an attitude of ownership in everything that I do. But if I actually have an ownership stake, I just feel that I work a little bit harder. It's just me.
What I want to know is, how does that change the culture? Because you got to know, if you're an employee owner, that totally changes the culture, because now everybody, as an owner, they have a stake. They're vested. Yeah. Exactly.
Absolutely. And so everybody works a little harder. Their customer interactions are that much better. Really, all in all, it's a positive thing.
No complaining when they have to stay a little later or come in on a Saturday, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's a positive thing by Positive Energy Solar. That's a pretty good tagline. It's a pretty good little wordplay there, huh? Okay, Lauren, so we've got a couple of things. I actually also had a question about B Corporation. Explain to me how that benefits you or what that is. What does that mean?
All right. So a B Corporation means that the business that is certified by a third party as a B Corporation aims for supporting the people that they serve, the planet that they serve, as well as, you know, gaining a profit. Mainly, we just see business as a force for good, and we want to engage the community and have a positive impact on the planet that we're trying to save here.
Yeah, you guys are definitely in line with the Go Local Boom mentality. We believe the same thing. I feel that success is my responsibility because I've got people, not just my family members, but my immediate friends and my circle of influence that rely on me for certain things. Also, as a small business owner in this community, we're the ones that are paying taxes and creating jobs and are directly associated with what goes on with the nonprofits in our community and the people who struggle and the parent-teacher associations and so on. It's us that really makes the city great. And that's the reason we created Go Local Boom. We want to bring everybody that's doing that together and say, how can we help one another? How can we help businesses to grow? This is kind of a next level networking portal or hub, if you will. It's not just a chamber of commerce meeting or a social media post. This is, I want to bring everybody together that's doing this because I believe that we all have the same mission, that success is our responsibility. And once we achieve it, then it's up to us. It's our duty to support our community and help others achieve theirs as well. Patty, I think you were going to say something.
Yes, I think that the mission of that and the vision really of service first. I mean, when you combine service first with an employee ownership, I mean, that's just a kind of a 1-2 punch.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so let's see. We can talk about your anniversary or we can talk about all of the community nonprofit support. Why don't we start with your community engagement?
Yeah, absolutely. As part of being a B Corporation, we really love engaging the community and supporting as many nonprofits as we can. We've actually created a whole campaign called the One for One campaign in which we will support nonprofits as long as they support us as well.
Sam, tell me how that works. We'll support nonprofits as long as they support us. What does
absolutely.
That mean?
Absolutely. Yeah. So essentially how it works is we have a referral program. What we do is we basically roll that into the nonprofit world where we'll take a school organization or some outfit out in the Albuquerque market or Santa Fe or Las Cruces and support them with the $100 per site visit and then an additional $400 for a total of $500 if somebody decides to go solar with us. So it can really be
explain a site visit. So does that mean that if I've got a group of volunteers in my portal that are always looking for ways to support us and they schedule an estimate with you, then you make a donation to my organization.
Of $100.
Oh, that's a great idea. That's a great idea.
So I'd like to expand on that a little bit more.
Thanks, Lauren.
We've been working with different nonprofits like the Los Alamos Study Group and a couple other folks out in the community who, in fact, do have volunteers that are scheduling site visits and seeing the benefits of our one-for-one campaign. So it has been pretty effective so far, and we're really looking forward to continuing that.
Well, this is a rural area where there's a lot of sun, right? There's a lot of solar energy, resources and need, or at least, the ability to convert to that that type of energy if need be. And they don't have, because the areas are small and the demographics maybe aren't that high, this is a great opportunity for them to generate buzz about the organization and revenue from you guys as well. That's a great concept.
Do you find that more people come to you or you go out and do outreach for that? And how does that kind of turn around and really, really look? Do people bring you people, recommend people in the nonprofit world? And how would they reach you if they wanted to do that?
Absolutely. So, basically the contact information is the same for that. So that's positiveenergysolar.com. The phone number that Lauren knows by heart and I unfortunately don't.
505-344-0071.
That's a good phone number. I love, I'm a former development director of a local nonprofit myself, and I always think I've got this army of volunteers that never have enough to do. They always want more to do. So if I had a campaign like this that I could just reach out to them and say, hey, you know anybody that needs solar? A simple estimate. They don't even have to go with your company to generate a donation, because the site visit is what is like a referral fee that you guys pay. That's pretty cool.
Absolutely. And you know, you asked about where they come from. I'd say about 50-50, where we'll be at a dinner table with a customer, and it may come up, but then other folks will approach us. So I'd say 50-50.
I think that all homeowners and property owners, at some point, solar is on their mind. And
exactly.
To be able to get that question answered and to help a local nonprofit, and a local business at the same time is a really good concept. Okay,
win-win.
It's a win-win situation, absolutely. So we got just a couple minutes left. You guys are about to celebrate your 20th anniversary. Congratulations to you. Sam made the comment before that 20 years for a solar company is record-setting, right? So are you the oldest in the industry?
In our market, I would say close to it. I mean, there's a lot of folks that have been in the solar business, but as far as the big, you know, bigger companies locally, absolutely. But I wouldn't say we're the oldest, but we're certainly among the original crowd, I would say.
Have you always been employee-owned B Corporation?
We have actually some of our founders. We haven't always been a B Corp.
That's got to have something to do with it.
Yeah,
right?
Some of our founders still are with the company. We have one of them here in our Albuquerque office, and so it's quite inspiring to continue to work with folks that kind of paved the way for a lot of us.
Yeah, that's super cool. Okay, Sun Powered by Positive Energy Solar. We really appreciate you guys spending time with us this morning. Please help us to promote Go Local Boom and let anybody know that wants to come in here and promote their business that they can. Give us your contact information one more time, because I'm sure some of our listeners are excited to hear from you.
All right. Well, we hope that y'all do visit us, positiveenergysolar.com. And that telephone number again is 505-344-0071.
Thanks so much, Lauren Komnick, client coordinator and employee owner at Positive Energy or Sun Power by Positive Energy Solar, and Sam Hobbs, technical sales advisor. If you guys need some help, reach out to them. You can find them online, and you've got their contact number there. Coming right up for the second segment, we have a local lifestyle brand that I didn't know about until today, and I'm really excited to meet this guy. You are listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We'll be right back. Thanks for listening. Welcome back to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTVL. I am your host, Sean Bacchini, with Rocketbox SEO, the co-founder of Go Local Boom in Albuquerque. My guest host and co-host this week, and who knows how long, is Patty Farmer. PattyFarmer.com. Check her out. She does everything amazing. I like to use the word magic when I describe Patty all of the time. Patty, tell everybody about your business.
I like magic because it's an M word and it goes with master, market, and monetize your business. So
yep. It
kind of really blends in right there with what my specialties are. So I love it. Magic is good.
Marketing strategist. Patty came into Albuquerque recently and just kind of took Albuquerque by storm. We're doing a lot of cool things, especially as it relates to Social Media Day and socialmediaabq.com. So check that stuff out if it's something that you're interested in. Our second guest this morning, Monica Walters, she's the owner of Shutter Booth Albuquerque Photo Booth Rental, and it's a really awesome business and concept. Good morning, Monica. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. And you?
I'm doing pretty well. Thanks for being here. Okay, so before we get into the interview, tell everybody how they can reach you.
So you can reach me on pretty much all social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and I'm always at Shutter Booth ABQ for all of them. And then also you can email me and our website, www.shutterbooth.com/ABQ. And any of those methods are good, or you can give us a call, 505-652-8999.
And for the good old fashion folks that like to use phone, that phone number is pretty catchy and easy to remember, 652-8999. I'll probably remember that one tomorrow, and I don't remember phone numbers very much anymore. I still remember my grandmother's phone number from childhood, though.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
I can remember my childhood friends,
yeah. But
recent, no.
You know why? I think there's something to having to dial the sequence of numbers, and it just stuck
yes. In
my brain. I don't have to dial numbers anymore. It's all technology, right?
Yeah.
So technology is advancing in terms of the way that we communicate with one another, but it's also advancing in terms of the way that we capture photos and events and memories and so on. So your business is one that's really unique, and it's kind of evolving from the old school event photography and photo booths. So tell everybody about how cool Shutter Booth is.
Yeah, so we offer a lot of different things than just your average photo booth. We can do boomerang videos, slow motion video, and we also do a lot of branding. So whether it's a wedding, birthday, can be for businesses, we can do overlays, we can have animated backgrounds, we can put your hashtag on all the printouts as well as all the pictures and videos you're going to share online. So when people are tagging themselves and sharing them, all your information can also be shared.
That's pretty cool. That is a super convenient and really awesome way to reach more people and to get them excited about what you've got going on.
Yes.
And one of the things I really love, I have personally been involved with Monica's business and have been able to experience it several times. The one thing I think that she does that I have personally not seen before is that every single person that comes into her booth, no matter what they're doing there, they get to leave with photos and they don't even have to purchase them. So, I mean, that's kind of a pretty cool deal. They get to take the memory and the experience home with them.
So me, as the host of the event, we're doing our community party, or we're doing a networking event or something in the community for a nonprofit. I hire you. You come in, and it's all inclusive. So everybody that uses the photo booth gets to take home pictures of themselves. They don't have to pay for it.
Yes.
There. And it's all branded for my business and whatever hashtags I want to use to promote my business.
That's correct. Yes.
Super cool concept. And
yeah.
And does it include funny glasses and hats and mustaches?
Yes.
And all of
we
those things?
We have the best props.
Oh.
That is what I pride myself on.
You pride yourself on the best props? Tell me about that.
Yes. So I love props. One, I can make them. I have laser cutting machines at home. I'm big into scrapbooking and crafting. And I have some really good friends who like to go yard sailing, so they can find some really unique things that other people just don't have. So it's a lot of fun, and everybody loves the props because they don't
cool.
see them anywhere else.
That's true. That's true. Photo booths are a lot of fun, whether you use the props or not, but it's cool when you have some unique things that you wouldn't otherwise see.
I know when Monica was at the nonprofit Girls Night Out, right?
Yeah.
She actually asked me if I would come and be her sidekick. So I volunteered to experience it from the other side. So my job was to help everybody pick the props and get all set up and stuff. And I have to tell you, it was so fun. So fun. And what people would go through and the things that they would want to do, it was crazy.
Yes.
It is crazy. Well, you get people are out to have a good time, whether it's in support of a nonprofit or it's a work event. They're going to have a couple of drinks. They're going to get loose. They're going to have fun. So it's really cool that they get to dress up and act goofy. I think my face does some funny enough things as it is without covering it up with props. So I don't typically go for the props. I typically go for the contortion of my facial features, and that typically does the job. Yeah, any social media manager that's ever worked with me will tell you that I don't know what to do with my face.
We're not touching it.
I've got a face for radio. Let's just leave it at that.
Huh? That's funny.
Okay, so you're doing big things. I see you. You're very active in the community, and something that I always appreciate when it comes to any business, but especially local businesses, because we have to work a little bit harder than the franchises and the retailers, is that you're always out networking and engaging and meeting new people and seeing how you can be of service and support. So it's not only photo stuff, photo booth rental that you provide. You also provide social media consulting.
Yeah. Yes, I love to help other businesses and just the community in general in any way possible.
Mm-hmm.
And we all have businesses we have to run, but anything I can do to help the community and other small businesses or large businesses with any kind of social media support, advice, and it could even be for photo booths. I have some people that call, and once they hear any kind of pricing, you know, they might be looking for $100. Well, that's not something I can offer, but I can tell them about go down to Hobby Lobby with a coupon and buy this throwaway camera that'll print them out for you.
Mm-hmm.
Works perfect for them. That's all they were needing. You know, they're going to have 20 people at a party. So it's not a good fit for me or them, but they're very excited that I was able to give them an option that still fit their needs.
That's awesome. Congratulations on that.
Yes, and she's a great resource. I have to tell you in a 2-second story that when I moved here, you know that you just said that I moved here recently, but when I met Monica, one of the things that she has done personally for me that I just love her for is that she has been my go-to person. She literally messages me and lets me know what are all the events in Albuquerque that I need to attend. Like she lets me know, oh, no, this is where you need to be, Patty, and this is where you need to be, and this is what this is, and this is what that is, and she makes sure that I'm always in the know, and I really appreciate that.
Good work. work, right. Monica. Yeah, you know, there are a lot of different connection points in the city, and some of them are not the best use of my time. But in order for me to determine that, I had to go to all of them and figure it out, right? And I know that business success is about massive action. If I'm not out there doing as much as I possibly can, then I'm not doing enough. And I think it's funny, I was sending a client an email on Sunday, and they said something about a day of rest. And I was like, oh man, we don't want to start this conversation. Those people that say they've got a case of the Mondays, especially those that own their own businesses, oh, they're in trouble.
Yeah.
Monday is just another day of the week for me. And just
marketing
like
Monday.
Saturday and Sunday, Marketing Monday. What were you going to say?
I'm going to say Marketing Monday is really where it's at. And from a marketing standpoint, always about the marketing strategy, really, honestly, it isn't being everywhere. It's making sure you're where your potential clients are, right?
Yep. The right places. So I really appreciate the fact that having gone to all of those events, you are now sharing which ones make the most sense and are going to find the best connections for the people in your circle of influence. That's what we do. We help one another grow and become better because, again, I don't have a $40,000 budget from the franchise for advertising this year. I don't have a marketing strategy and branded campaigns and all that. We've got to create all of those ourselves. So anything that I can do to learn from somebody else that's already done it that makes my business better, I'm going to do that. And of course, anything I can do to help somebody else avoid some of those pitfalls or waste time and money, I'm going to do that as well.
And I think that's one of the great things about using local businesses, right? Local businesses, we band together, we help each other, mm-hmm. we provide resources and tips, and I think that's what really makes us great.
Since the first day you and I met, we've been singing that same song, is that I love that you are so interested in working with local small businesses. How can I help? How can I be involved? Okay, speaking of which, so Monica, you are one of the sponsors at Social Media ABQ. Patty, tell us why you selected Monica as a sponsor. I mean, other than everything we've already talked about.
Exactly, right? Well, because it is all about service, and I wanted Social Media Day to be fun as well. Social media is fun, right? So we know it's about educating, it's about empowering, but it's also about entertainment. And I'm going to tell you, Monica's company and what she provides is entertainment while you are being entertained mm-hmm. and empowered. And putting all three of those things together, she just does it best. And when I reached out to her and said, I would really love for you to be a sponsor, you know, she literally was like, count me in.
So what does that sponsorship look like? Well, tell us what Shutter Booth will be doing at Social Media Day.
So for us, they're going to be providing the booth there for the people. And knowing how many people can fit in that booth is really crazy. When she told me literally 20 people could be in there at one time, where do you see that, right? So that's great.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Right.
Is that your biggest booth or is that the...
That will be with the open, uh-huh. with the backdrop. So there's really no constraints.
So is it like a step and repeat or a backdrop?
No.
You can do a step and repeat or just a backdrop. You could have gold. We can do green screen. And so it just, whichever one you'd like.
Oh, I love
that.
And
she's doing custom ones for us. So we are going to get to customize ones for us with our hashtag to go with our hashtag contest.
I love
this. It's going to be a lot of fun. So she was a no-brainer, had to have.
That sounds like a lot of fun. What a perfect fit. So I'm sure, Monica, you are excited about being there and participating.
Yes.
This is a pretty cool gig. I keep telling everybody, how awesome is it that Patty got the mayor to sign the proclamation that Social Media Day is now an actual day in the New Mexico calendar. Right?
Exactly.
Pretty cool. A lot of great opportunities that are going to come from that. So hopefully people buy their tickets. Early bird pricing is gone now, right?
Early bird pricing is gone.
No more early bird pricing, but they can go to socialmediaabq.com if they want to get tickets and attend. And tell us a little bit more about the event.
So the event is going to be a two-day event. So they're still getting that. So it's going to be on Thursday. They're going to have a pre-event workshops, which is going to be great. And then that night, we're going to have a media mixer. We're going to have a CNN journalist there that's going to talk about how to make media magic. And then Friday is going to be the event all day long where we brought in speakers from all over the country as well as our local flavor here that's going to be teaching Albuquerque small business owners and entrepreneurs how they should be using social media in our environment here.
That's beautiful. Okay, so there's a couple of other really cool things about your business that I'm noticing in this collateral that I've got here. What is a slow motion booth?
So what that does is it slows down all of your movements. And it really makes like your facial expressions, it would just magnify them. Anything. Yes, it would be perfect for you. As well as if you throw confetti, maybe you throw big dollar bills.
Perfect for me because I move so quickly?
Well, because you said that you had a face for radio and you like to be a contortionist.
Perfect. But yeah, any movements you make, it could be punching movements. It really just slows them down. It looks hilarious.
Oh, I'm going to use that. You're right. That is perfect for me. I'm going to get Vince over there and we're going to have all kinds of fun in that booth. Okay. And then, I want to be sure that we talk a little bit about your official launch party. So you've been in business for a while, but you were, I'm sorry. That was totally my fault. I think I'm reading our next guest's interview segment. Before we wrap, let's make sure that we cover anything else that you want everybody to know about Shutter Booth Albuquerque.
I think the main thing is just that we're there to help businesses as well as individuals to design a experience for your guests. It's not just your typical photo booth where, we're just going to show up and take pictures. We really want to build and create that experience for them. So give us a call and we'll help create that event for you.
And this is for a nominal fee compared to everything that comes with it in terms of resources.
Yes.
This is something that you would have to have a full-time employee work on for hours and hours if they were going to do it in-house. It would cost you much more and probably wouldn't deliver as quality a product as Shutter Booth will if they just hire you. So this is pretty awesome.
Yes.
Congratulations on your success and being so active in the community. Now that we've gotten everybody excited about what you do, tell them how they can reach you one more time.
So you can reach us through email at info@shutterboothabq.com. You can give us a call, 505-652-8999, or through Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat at ShutterboothABQ. Or, of course, the website, which is shutterbooth.com/ABQ.
Folks, take a look at Shutter Booth Albuquerque Photo Booth Rentals. They are definitely somebody that you want at your next gathering. You are listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. And coming right up, beards. We're going to talk about beards. Last week was the Women's Power Hour. This week we're going to talk about a lifestyle brand focusing on men. Thank you so much for listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. Welcome back to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We appreciate you spending the morning with us. I want you to know that Go Local Boom is Albuquerque's only online advertising directory, free to local businesses, and we like to highlight them because we love local businesses. We're from Albuquerque. We care about our community, and we love it. My co-host this month, and who knows how long, Patty Farmer, pattyfarmer.com. Check her out. Patty, tell everybody what you do.
I help people to market, master, and monetize their business in a nutshell. That's it. Got to make some money, right?
M is a good letter. Money.
Love it.
Money. Got to make some money. Market yourself to make some money. Okay, our third guest this morning is Michael Barrio. Did I pronounce your name properly?
You did.
Oh, wonderful. He's the founder of Scruff and Vigor. And, man, I asked him for a tagline so that we could promote it on social media earlier. And I love, give me that tagline one more time.
We are a digital magazine and a lifestyle brand.
Digital magazine and lifestyle brand focusing on what?
So we focus on style, culture, music, travel, art, beer, and the art of everyday life.
And you founded here in Albuquerque.
We did. We started here in Albuquerque.
I love that idea. Albuquerque is a good place. Patty and I, well, the three of us were talking earlier about how I don't think Albuquerque gets the credit that it deserves. There's a lot of good people and a lot of good things going on in the Albuquerque economy lately. And especially when it comes to tech and startups. So
we're too good a secret.
Yeah, we are.
Not just the best kept secret. We're too good a secret.
Well, we're working on it. If enough of us get together and scream it loudly enough, then other people will start to hear, right? Okay, so Michael, tell everybody how they can reach you if they're interested in following your brand.
Well, first of all, you can go find us online. We're at www.scruffandvigor.com. We're also on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And also Pinterest. I always forget about that one.
Yeah, Pinterest is one that people pay attention to.
Surprisingly. You know, I never used to pay too much attention to Pinterest, but all of a sudden I think I kind of have to.
Is it Scruff and Vigor? So it's
Scruff and Vigor. You spell it all out.
Okay.
Wonderful. Okay, so tell us about your services. What have you got going on?
So basically, I mean, we're a digital magazine right now. We do have aspirations to move to print, hopefully in January of 2018, but we're still thinking through that process. Basically, the magazine and the brand is designed to inject and reflect a more metropolitan kind of contemporary sensibility into the spaces and communities that we work in, Albuquerque being one of those. We've expanded into the... Well, we're trying to expand into Denver, but right now we are located in D.C. We're in L.A., all over New Mexico. And again, we're looking to expand into Denver, Seattle, New York, and I believe Ireland, strangely enough, Dublin. So,
wow.
It makes sense. There are some scruffy and vigorous men in Ireland as well. So for people who are wondering, answer this question for me. What is the need? Where did you come up with the motivation, that this is something that, that we all need to access? Cause I'm very excited to have been connected with you, but I'm sure, people will appreciate your motivation, your brand integrity, if you will. So where'd you come up with the idea?
Well, I came up with the idea because I, writing about fashion and style and, art and politics and all of that sort of thing is something that I've always liked to do. I've always been a writer. So I figured, there's a lot of stuff that I like to write about that I think that the people in Albuquerque actually care about. And going back to that kind of injection of a more cosmopolitan feel and aesthetic into the city, I think that that's something that Albuquerque has been really looking for a long time. I think that we can see that in a couple different areas. The fact that art, whether or not we agree on if that's a good idea or not, that particular project is something that speaks to this need and this want that Albuquerque has to be something a bit more cosmopolitan, to draw more attention to the millennials that we have here, more attention to the startup community that we have here, the tech boom.
Agreed.
All of that stuff. And so that's really where that kind of came from.
And the name of his company actually came from a story, really, of somebody who's a friend of yours and a friend of mine. So... Right.
Tell me about that.
So, one of my good friends, Michaela Brown.
I knew you were going to say
that. I don't know if there's anybody in this town that doesn't know who she is. She's fantastic. I think she's probably one of the gems of this city. And she and I trade. We like to talk to each other about what's going on in each other's lives, and venting and throwing ideas around. And so we're coming up with names for a couple different concepts that we're going through. And Scruff and Vigor happens to be one of the brand names that I come up with. And it's funny because Michaela shoots it down. So right away, this is not going to work for me. And I think she even laughed at it. But I thought later, after about an hour, I thought, this actually works for my brand.
Right.
I've been looking for a name. I think I'm going to use it. So I text her and I'm, hey, Michaela, I'm actually going to use this for mine.
Right.
Go right ahead. I'm not going to touch it. So, that's kind of how it came about.
That's
pretty
cool.
Don't you think that's funny? It's a funny story, yeah. Right?
And I knew when you said it came from a friend of ours that's the person that it
would be. Who else, right?
Yeah.
Who else?
So a lot of people may know who Michaela Brown is, but not everybody gets to spend time with her in her home with Mr. Barkley, her chihuahua. And she does a lot of great things in
who
this community as well.
Who might be more famous than Michaela herself?
Well, probably because she promotes him better on social media than she does herself. She's
right.
Tumbling that way.
And that just goes to show you about Albuquerque, because I was meeting somebody the other day, another friend of ours, Joy, right? I was meeting her, and as I was coming out, he's texting me, is that you I see going across the parking lot? And then Michaela walks by and she says, Patty, is that you? And all of a sudden, there we all were in the same parking lot.
It had to have been downtown.
No.
Oh, wow.
In Rio Rancho.
It was in Rio Rancho, that's of all places.
Well, actually, yeah, you're right. Now that I'm not surprised. So in any case, you're absolutely right. And Michael was speaking about the art project. For those of you that don't know, the Albuquerque Rapid Transit Project, that's the stuff that's going on that caused quite a ruckus on Central with the local businesses there. The mayor initiated a project to build out a better transit system that's more modern and that will bring Albuquerque into the present in terms of our transportation. But it has negatively impacted a lot of businesses on Central. However, they they hope that it will improve, revenues and businesses on Central once it's completed. But you're right. There's a huge dichotomy between the people who value and want our city to move in that direction and those who would rather have just kept it the way that it is because it was sustainable, right?
Right.
So I love that that's your focus and that you're attempting to touch on the hot topics or pain points that some people don't want to look at and others are so passionate to push forward.
Right.
One of those being, you said you're especially concerned with social justice issues and are particularly sensitive to ways of addressing undercurrents of toxic masculinity in our culture. And, you know, it is not the best or the preferred topic of conversation when it comes to a lot of business owners, but man, in this community, it's definitely the good old boy network, right? And for a lot of us to make our way, we had to play by those rules until we finally got to the place where it's my partner and I, we broke out. We started our business. We do what we want. And you either do business with us or you don't. And I'm not as concerned with what people think of me or playing by, you know, anybody else's rules. And I'm so grateful that we had the resources and the support and the wherewithal to be able to do that. So you want to speak a little bit to that?
Well, whenever we're talking about, you know, how I'm particularly concerned with toxic masculinity as a concept, I think, you know, whenever I say undercurrent, I think that that's something that obviously has implications for the way that our social and political environment looks at the moment. And I think that we can see that in a number of different ways, not only with the new administration, but also with the activism that it's given rise to, the kind of energy that's coming out of the varied political sectors. Our magazine doesn't address toxic masculinity head on. There will be articles that speak directly to that. But, you know, the genesis of all of this was that I like talking about and thinking about and writing about men's style and fashion and trends and things like that. The majority of my career was in LA, so that obviously had an impact on me.
And to speak to that, it usually takes a little bit longer for everything to trickle into New Mexico. So these are trends that are much more popular and have much more of a buzz outside of New Mexico than within New Mexico. The rapid transit being one of them is a good example that you use because again, there are people here who care about, you know, being as modern and proactive and progressive as possible, but maybe don't have an audience or a circle of influence that they can communicate that with.
Right.
So this is a great resource that you're creating here.
And I think anything that you can do to shine a spotlight on something that's happening that maybe not everybody wants to talk about or even realizes that it's there, whichever side, you know, they fall on, right or left, doesn't really matter. But I think it's important to really shine that spotlight, and I love it when people step up and they're not afraid to do it.
It's important to have a healthy forum for communication because new information helps us to grow, whether I agree with it or not, right? And it's good to be able to hear another person's perspective, and I think that's something that we're evolving out of, or we're evolving into, right? That didn't used to be. We used to be much more closed-minded, and older generations were not interested in accessing new information and giving someone else the opportunity to influence them.
Right.
But we are, right? We are now, and so.
And as a small business owner and entrepreneur, we need to.
Critical. Right. It's critical to our
Absolutely.
Survival. Yeah, to evolve and grow and have access to new information, both to benefit our businesses, but also because again, if success is my duty, now I'm the leader, you know, of my family or my circle of influence or, you know, my employees, my business, right? How critical is it for me to have an open mind as it relates to, you know, new information?
Right. And, you know, to kind of come back to the content that we produce in our magazine and the kind of lifestyle that we like to talk about and push is that really comes that we're not always talking about we're not going to always directly address social issues that there's a firestorm around, but the way that we would hope to kind of reshape the concept of masculinity and how it's looked at and what interests that encompasses, that's really what we're trying to get at through this magazine. So while we might be writing about men's fashion or men's style or traveling to some other place, we hope to do that from a space that allows some inclusivity and opens up a space to talk about, you know, how we might redefine masculinity and do that through something like this.
We love that. We're so glad that we got to meet you. We only have a little bit of time left. Let's talk about your launch.
So my launch event, we're officially introducing ourselves to the Albuquerque community, and we're super excited to do that. We've partnered with Sidetrack Brewing Company downtown.
I hadn't heard of Sidetrack yet, so
they're
I'm
awesome.
Excited to go.
They actually happen to be my favorite haunt in the city.
Okay.
You can usually find me and my wife and a lot of our friends over there. So we're going to be having that at Sidetrack Brewing Company on Friday, June 9th, this Friday, 6 p.m. The Haptics will be playing. Night Out Cards will be there for some... zany and engaging games.
Some general shenanigans.
Yes, general shenanigans, indeed.
Okay, well, Michael, it was great to meet you. Give everybody your contact information one more time so they can follow you.
All right, so you can find us at www.scruffandvigor.com. We're on all the social channels, and you can reach me directly at mic@scruffandvigor.com.
Wonderful to meet you. Thanks for what you're doing. We appreciate you having you here in our community and on our show. We'll make sure that we help to promote your movement.
Excellent.
All right, folks, you are listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We will be right back with your wrap-up. We're trying to get progressive here on Go Local Boom, so we're going to talk about social media. Rocketbox SEO and Go Local Boom Albuquerque are sponsors of Social Media Day. SocialMediaABQ.com is the website to check it out if you want to participate with us. So Patty Farmer is the creator of this event, brought us all together. Tell us all the sponsors that you've gotten so far.
Oh, so great. So we have Cumulus Radio right here is our media sponsor. Go Local Boom and Rocketbox SEO, of course. We have Shutter Booth, Lisa Ryan Design. We have Smart Biz Quiz, Smart Spider. So we have a lot of smart things going on, right?
Smart Spider is like a networking or a resource for businesses. Spice Gal Gourmet is going to be there, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So a bunch of sponsors are coming together. We're all going to promote the event itself. And then at the event, there's a lot of activity going on. Tell us about the date of the event.
So we have 2 days. So June 29th, which is Thursday, from noon to 4, we're going to have 4 pre-event workshops. So we're really going to get down and dirty and really teach us some good stuff. And then at 4:30, we're going to have a media mixer. The media is going to be there, so that's going to be a lot of fun, from 4:30 to 7. Main day will be Friday from 9 to 5. So that's going to be really great. And one of the things I think it's really important to know, Sean, is that 2.5 billion, not million.
Billion with a B.
Right. 2.5 billion people are on social media this year. So the question really is, if you could come to our conference and we can help you to just implement just a few key strategies, how much of that pie do you want to get to convert your clients?
Yeah, and obviously we're talking to people who have not really drunk the social media Kool-Aid yet, right? But that's the reason that we included Cumulus Media as one of the sponsors. Other media, other forms of media are still great. If they're working for your business, that's wonderful. What we're telling you is that social media, as an addition to or an enhancement to your current advertising strategies, is going to get you a better audience, a better engagement, a better return. It's just something that you can use to kind of juice up your current marketing strategies, correct?
Well, the reality really is that if you want to up your social media presence and profits,
up your business's presence, period.
That's right. You need to do it because your competition is.
Right. Because your competition is. And if they're not, then you're going to be the first person to, you know, to come out in your sector. And I think that's, people get so confused about the amount of effort that it takes and the amount of work that's involved and so on. It's cumbersome if you don't understand it. But because you don't understand it, that's not a good enough reason to not do it.
Absolutely. 2.5 billion people. Some of those people are your ideal clients, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the way that you can target demographics and control who you speak to on social media, you know, just makes it the best form of advertising that you can possibly have. Initially, as a sponsor, Rocketbox and Go Local Boom, we're going to talk about the social media as an enhancement to search engine optimization, but we've changed that now. What we're going to talk about, right, is what Go Local, at your suggestion, you want to talk about how we use Go Local Boom social media to promote local businesses, right?
Which I think is really important, especially here in Albuquerque, right? Mm-hmm. I think we have people coming in from all over, Canada, Georgia. I mean, really, it's amazing how many people are coming in from so many different states. Mm-hmm. And here's the beauty of social media. About 75% of them, I don't even know. So social media is working, even for our event.
Yeah, it's good. You know, some people at this point, You know, social media used to be that thing that people don't really know or understand. More and more people understand it. It's now mainstream, right? People still don't really understand search engine optimization. So I think although it's social media is one of our strongest resources when it comes to branding online, if people don't understand it, you know, then they may not be as likely to utilize it. So we hope we meet a lot of good people that use our services.
You know what I like to think? Here's what I want to say. Right now, if we asked most people, how do you get your clients? They'll say, oh, word of mouth. But here's what I'm going to say. With 2.5 billion people, word of mouth needs to become a little bit more important.
Yeah, word of mouth. Well, social media is word of mouth, essentially.
It is.
Because I can introduce you to people digitally far faster than I could if we set a meeting and put you in the same room with them. Okay, Monica Walters, Shutterbooth Albuquerque, is one of our sponsors. And when she was on in the earlier segment, we did not talk about the event that she has coming up, Christmas in July. Monica, tell us about that.
Yeah, so there's an event at Free Range Co-working Spaces down on Central called Christmas in July. It's going to be on Friday, July 7th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And that is to help local businesses on Central that have been impacted by ART, the transportation project downtown that has hurt a lot of local businesses. So that is being put on to help them. So there will be a lot of vendor spaces so you can learn more about those businesses. There will be a lot of food. Different restaurants will be there handing out samples, things like that. It'll be a good time. Yelp, ABQ is going to be there as well, promoting it, talking about different things. They'll have speakers, and it's just a great way to get to know those businesses, learn more about the community, and have a good time.
That's super cool. What a great concept. Patty and I have been kicking around some ideas about how we can get more involved in the community as well in that capacity. So I think it'll be a good thing for us to participate in and see, you know, see how well it works out. So are you a sponsor for that event?
I will have my booth down there as well.
Wonderful. That's pretty cool.
Food and fun.
Yes.
And Free Range, they're doing a lot of really good stuff. It's a co-working space in Albuquerque, and they've brought a modern spin to co-working, and it's a much more collaborative than your other, you know, the other options that you have out there for that kind of thing. Okay, so we don't have much time left. We want you to know, again, Go Local Boom is Albuquerque's only online advertising directory that's free to local businesses. We then promote those local businesses by creating profiles for them on golocalboom.com, our directory, bring them in, interview them on the radio, and give them the forum to talk about what they do and promote it using social media. All of these resources free. This is $1,000, easily $1,000 in resources that you would use to advertise your business at no cost just because we love Albuquerque. So if you're listening, you know somebody that's in business here locally, have them reach out to us, 505-453-9595, or check us out at golocalboom.com. Folks, we really appreciate you spending time with us this